Introducing the new way to play Daily Fantasy with Jack Market. Jack Market is where Daily Fantasy Sports becomes a stock exchange. Buy and sell shares of players with other users in real time. Make money every hour, every minute, every second of every game. Daily contests are live for NBA and PGA, and NFL contests are launching in week one. Take control of your fantasy sports experience and download Jack Market now in the App Store. Android coming soon. From Alvin Kamara to James Robinson, running backs dominate our first regular season episode of Fantasy Football in 15. Hello everyone and welcome in to Fantasy Football in 15 for Tuesday, September 8th. I am Michael Beller. I am joined by Derek Van Riper and DVR. The wait is just about over. We have turned the calendar to the first full week of September, and that also brings the first full week of NFL football. 2 days from today, we will be watching the Chiefs and Texans get everything started for us in week one. It was a different summer than any of us has ever experienced. It was a short summer, but then a long summer in some ways. But either way, we have made it to week one.
And that will make it finally feel like fall, because football is fall. Like, that is just the way I feel when I start to watch NFL games. I'm really excited that we're going to have games coming up already, with the one on Thursday, a full slate, of course, on Sunday, two Monday night games next week. I'm with you. I like the Monday night games stacked up like that. I'd be here for a Monday night doubleheader indefinitely. I hope that becomes part of the plan at some point in the future.
Yeah, I love it. Obviously, there's some logistical issues with it, since you would need that second game to always be a Pacific time zone team. Maybe you could get away with the Broncos and a Mountain time zone team having it every now and again. But either way, I would love to see it. But we'll take it for week one, and we'll take whatever we're getting the rest of the season. We are just very happy that football is here. As I said in the intro, we are going to be talking a whole lot of running backs on this episode of Fantasy Football in 15. Let's start with James Robinson atop the depth chart for the Jacksonville Jaguars. All 32 teams released unofficial depth charts on Monday. So we feel good that these are going to be what we see on Sunday. Not quite locked in 100%, but still a sign of where these teams are headed in week one. And the Jacksonville Jaguars are headed to having James Robinson as their starting running back. You are obviously grabbing him wherever you still can. I'm asking you, Derek, would you be willing to start him in week one, Jaguars hosting the Colts?
Wow, that's a great question, because I haven't had to make that actual decision yet in the leagues that I've drafted in which James Robinson was not on the radar, which was pretty much everything drafted before about 2 weeks ago. Fab has not run yet. So with that, there's still an opportunity to pick him up. I think there would be a handful of situations where it would make sense, probably as a flex play. I think the uncertainty about how the Jags are going to split up the workload in the backfield has to bring down expectations a little bit. But this looks like a potential win for our friend Emery Hunt on the Athletic Fantasy Football Podcast. I think he called this as soon as the Jags released Leonard Fournette. James Robinson was the guy he pointed out as the best option to take over that backfield. But again, we don't know exactly what that means. I think the one thing that really has changed is Rykel Armstead is not a part of the picture right now. He's on the reserve COVID-19 list. So with that, I mean, I think that opens up even more potential touches for Robinson. We just have to see how it plays out in this opener before we can say he's more than a flex play.
Yeah, Divino Zigbo listed second. We know that Chris Thompson is going to have his role as the pass catcher. James Robinson out of Illinois State does look like he at least is going to have an opportunity for this team to lead the backfield. They did work out Devontae Freeman over the weekend, but did not sign him to an agreement. That does not mean an agreement isn't coming in the next day or two. We have seen players go visit teams, they leave town without signing something, and then a day or two later, the two sides are able to work something out. That, of course, remains in the cards for the Jaguars. But if you are the Jaguars and you're feeling, you know, if someone injected you with some truth serum, you probably admit that, you know, we're unlikely to be a playoff contender this year. you might be wise to see what you have in James Robinson and see if he can be a piece of your future. You're already going to get that good long look at Gardner Minshew this year. You know that DJ Chark is a part of your future. You're hoping LaVisca Chenault is. And maybe you've got something also in James Robinson. The only way you can know is if you give him a good long look this season. So we will see what happens there. But right now, James Robinson looking like he could be the big prize from the week one waiver wire. So if he's still available in your league, definitely someone you are going to want to check out. I'm with you. If he's starting for me in week one, probably as a flex play. And even there, I would have to be already feeling a little bit thin after my draft to trust him as a flex starter in this week one game against the Colts. Let's start off with some good news here. Derek A.J. Green, all good to go for week one. That according to head coach Zach Taylor. Kenyon Drake, also a clean bill of health. He will be suited up and ready to go when the Cardinals take on the defending NFC champion 49ers in week one. And Adrian Peterson, recently cut by Washington, even more recently signed by Detroit. Matt Patricia saying he could contribute to this team in week one. Long term, I think DeAndre Swift is fine, but you got to be a little bit concerned if you invested in Kerryon Johnson. Obviously, it didn't cost you very much, but Adrian Peterson would seem to be a threat to Kerryon Johnson, probably not too much of a threat to DeAndre Swift. And the next running back we get to DVR is Jonathan Taylor on that unofficial Colts depth chart, listed second behind Marlon Mack. Now, I wouldn't say that this is really a surprise. We knew that both guys are going to have a role all season long and definitely early on in the season. And I don't think any of us would be surprised if Marlon Mack led this backfield for at least the first couple of weeks of the season. So nothing really huge in terms of Mack being listed as one and JT being listed as two. But how are you treating this backfield going into that week one game against the Jaguars if you have either one of these backs?
Yeah, I think the Jags are a bottom five defense, so a team like the Colts could end up running the ball 35 times in this game. If they do that, there's enough to go around for both Mack and Taylor. I think this was part of the concern that I had with Jonathan Taylor throughout draft season, though, is that Marlon Mack is good enough to have a large share of the role, even if Taylor ends up being the guy who's atop the depth chart sooner rather than later. So I think they both kind of fall into that flex bin for me this week. Because the matchup is good, because I think the efficiency could be there, because I think both backs are capable of really handling all functions in this offense, which does get a little more dicey so long as Nyheim Hines is also healthy since he's a good pass catcher. But I think in this particular matchup, they're probably in the 25 to 30, 35 range among running backs, depending on how you slice it up. And again, that's right there in that range where you can start them, but you're not feeling great about it. You're looking very carefully at those alternatives since week one, and most of your players are available and healthy.
Yeah, I feel like if Nyheim Hines were gone, it would be a little bit easier to talk yourself into Jonathan Taylor. There probably wouldn't be quite so much concern as there is for him going into this matchup. I think realistically, if you consider where these guys were being drafted, Taylor and Mack, and you're looking at a Taylor team and looking at a Mack team, that Taylor team probably has to start him. Of course, there are going to be Taylor teams that have the luxury to have him on their bench this week, but I would say 4 out of 5 Taylor teams are in a position where the way they built their team, he's going to be in there, whether it's as a running back or as a flex. I think the Mack teams probably are going to have a little bit more flexibility to the point where they might be able to sit him. And even though he's listed as the starter, I still wouldn't feel super great about having him in my starting lineup just because we know that there's not going to be a workhorse role available to either of these two backs this week. And, you know, that could limit them to 10, 11, maybe 12 touches. And, you know, of course they could do something with those touches, but it is a little bit of a risk. So a good matchup for the Indianapolis Colts, certainly a game where they are favored on the road. We do expect this Jaguars team to be pretty much bad from top to bottom. That defense from a couple of years ago that nearly carried them to the Super Bowl, totally dismantled. You're not going to be afraid of this Jaguars defense. I think both these guys do fall into that RB 25 to 35 range, so you're going to have to determine whether that is good enough to get into your starting lineup. I do think the Taylor drafters are going to have him starting and active in week one. Golden Tate, a lower body injury. He did not practice Monday. We'll be watching that this week. Something else we'll be watching, Mike Williams with that shoulder, a game time decision for the Chargers in week one. And Brandon Cooks already popping up on the injury report. This coming out of nowhere. We did not have any sort of notice on this quad issue that has him on the injury report for Houston. It had been a totally clean, healthy training camp for him. So to see him popping up on the week one injury report the first day that we had an injury report, definitely not good news. We've got a couple of other running back situations that we're going to look at, but fantasy football draft season, it's still upon us. We are here on Tuesday, 2 days before the start of the season, but some of you probably still have drafts. I actually have an auction on Wednesday, so I still have one more team to build in front of me. So yeah, fantasy football draft season is upon us, and our partners at Manscaped are here to make sure that we don't gamble on shaving the same way we like to gamble on football. The Lawnmower 3.0 is the best hygiene tool for the modern man. Because of the ceramic blade and skin-safe technology, your nicks and snags will be reduced. The Lawnmower 3.0 is also waterproof and has an LED light on it. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code THEATHLETIC20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com using the code THEATHLETIC20. Now, that's pretty easy to talk about DVR. Something that's a little bit harder to talk about is erectile dysfunction. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about it with a real healthcare professional who can prescribe real medication. It is simple. It is safe. It is totally discreet. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet. And getting started is very simple. Just go to roman.com/football15 and complete an online visit. Again, go to roman.com/football15 today. If you're approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of ED treatment. That's getroman.com/football15. getroman.com/football15. We'll get to those last two running back situations we want to talk about today right after this. All right, DVR, it would not be a good episode of Fantasy Football in 15 if we didn't at least touch on this New England Patriots backfield. Damian Harris officially on IR with that hand injury. That means he is going to miss at least 3 games. Week 1, the Patriots host the Dolphins. They are going to be big favorites, even with all the changes in New England. Sony Michel, James White, feel like both these guys are startable. We felt this way probably already about James White. We know what his role is week in, week out. Half PPR, full PPR. I think you're firing him up with confidence. And Sony Michel, since returning from the PUP list, all reports have been very good about him. With no Damian Harris in the way, it feels as though in a game that we expect there to be positive game script, he could push up to the 15, 16, 18 carry range.
Yeah, we were talking about James Robinson in Jacksonville a little earlier. I think Sony versus James Robinson is kind of a legitimate toss-up that some people might have to really think about, because, you know, Sony Michel was cheap in a lot of leagues. Robinson's going to be a waiver wire pickup in plenty of leagues if those haven't run yet. You're looking at the Patriots favored by 6.5 in a game with a 42.5 over-under. That's that sweet spot, like you mentioned, where you're going to get 15-plus carries for Sony Michel so long as he's the guy. So unless Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels have something else up their sleeve, you know, Rex Burkhead or something, I think Sony Michel is going to be pretty busy in this matchup.
Yeah, they always seem to have something else up their sleeve, but he definitely could be very busy in this matchup. It still is I held true to my word, Derek. We were talking about this a lot over the last few weeks, and I kept saying to you, there's just no way I'm going to get any piece of this New England running game, and that is true. I do not have any piece of this New England running game. As I said, I still have that one auction left in front of me, and I'm not going to get any piece of it here. I just don't want to mess around with it. It feels as though there's just too many variables. They're still going to want to let Cam Newton do what Cam Newton does. That could take some of the rushing floor away from the running backs in this offense. It's just not enough value for me to trust, even at the affordable prices, no matter who we're talking about. James White, Sony Michel, even Damian Harris before the injury. None of those guys were forcing you to break open the piggy bank to get them. Even with that, I still don't want any piece of this New England backfield, and that remains true with week one right around the corner. We've got a couple of confirmations on quarterback starters. We knew this already, but always nice to get the official word. Ryan Fitzpatrick in Miami, Mitch Trubisky in Chicago, Dolphins at Patriots, Bears at Lions in week one. And I'm just going to throw this out there, DVR, and Jake Seeley talked about it on our Monday episode of the Athletic Fantasy Football Podcast. Mitch Trubisky, Allen Robinson, Anthony Miller could be a pretty cheap DFS stack against what we're expecting to be a bad Detroit defense in week one. You're not going to have to pay up too much for that quarterback. We at least know that for sure. But Mitch Trubisky at least going to get a shot to prove that he is still worthy of being the Bears' starting quarterback. We've also got Lamar Miller making a visit to the Buffalo Bills after being released by the Patriots. Certainly Devin Singletary, Zach Moss drafters do not want to see Lamar Miller make that signing. One more thing here. We can probably get through this one pretty quickly. Alvin Kamara saying that he has, quote, never held out of anything in his life. So don't worry about him in week one. The Saints playing in week one against the Buccaneers, a game that we should expect to be very high scoring. Let's say you are someone like me, Derek. You still have a draft. You still have an auction over the next 48 hours. Are you comfortable drafting Alvin Kamara?
Yeah, perfectly comfortable doing that. Willing to pay typical price. He's a top five player. I think the quotes from his Zoom call with the media today say everything. Kat Terrell covers the Saints for The Athletic. Had some news that he was focused on Tampa, and the quote that he put out there was, "I've never held out in my life. I came to the building every day. That's all I've got to say," end quote. He's ready.
He definitely sounds ready. Definitely sounds like a guy who's ready to me. If you were able to score him at a little bit of a discount last week or 2 weeks ago, then good for you, because this looks like every bit the top four, top five, maybe top six, depending on your taste, running back that we all had him listed as the entire summer. Alvin Kamara, all systems go for the New Orleans Saints against the Buccaneers in week one. A couple last pieces of news before we wrap things up here. BC Johnson listed as the number two receiver in Minnesota. So Justin Jefferson down at number three. Obviously that could flip. That's a fluid situation. But BC Johnson did play well down the stretch for the Vikings last year, and he'll get a shot to be the starter alongside Adam Thielen. And the Rams are optimistic about Daryl Henderson being available in week one after he suffered a hamstring injury a couple of weeks ago. Obviously Cam Akers has a real opportunity here to run away, not only with the starting job, but with the lion's share of the running back touches in LA for the season, if he can play well out of the gates, with Daryl Henderson dealing with his injury and Malcolm Brown being a limited player. That's going to do it for us on this episode of Fantasy Football in 15. If you are not yet an Athletic subscriber, you can still get yourself 40% off if you go to theathletic.com/footballin15. For DVR, I am Michael Beller. We will be right back with you here tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great day.